Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segheti. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore juggles the ball. That's an error on McLemore. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carcoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Segheti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Alan Mills now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cora. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Cora steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to second. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seghi hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Devereaux moves to second. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Hoyles moves to third. It's 10-1, White Sox. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Segui moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. Segui scores. Anderson moves to third. It's 10-3, White Sox. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Poole now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Segui hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to third. Don Paul now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. Segui moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Segui moves to third. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen bunts in front of the plate. Hoyles fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkovice moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Hammonds picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hammonds. Karkovice scores. Raines moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cora is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-3 in the game. McLemore bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McLemore moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Burks strikes out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Segui is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Carcoviche moves to second. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carcoviche scores. It's 12-5, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cora is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 4 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.